submitted to you some suggested remarks that I've proposed you by the National Conference for the Building and Construction Trades Department that I mentioned last week and indicated you wanted to see what ideas you have, sir. So I'll send them to you updated tomorrow.
Oh, we have a personal hurry.
That'd just be a drop by anyway.
That's right. Well, you can agree to that, just provide it there, and it's greetings.
Just a drop by.
And us, that's
right. Senator Goldberg, had you been able to accept the invitation to ride out to California in spirit of 76, would have given us the opportunity to present Goldberg a letter designating the president to represent the Paris Air Show. This is one of the team's color events that along the lines of courtesy call, Sarah's been suggested that you receive a millionth copy of the Alcoholics Anonymous publication.
We are not worried about this president. We are worried about 1977. He's our great hope. And that, of course, is what these bastards in this country won't understand. They will, in historical perspective. You said again, I was thinking as we were talking, who among our national leaders could speak for an hour briefly what you intended exactly, and I mentioned our difficulty, mentioned our determination without bragging, making it sound plausible. That's our big national problem.
Plausibility.
Well, and how are we going to conduct our, how to prevent either a soft head or a muddle head? From carrying on these policies.
Yeah. Well, I only House survived 4 years.
You'll do better than survive for the 4 years, Mr. President. You will go down as one of the most distinguished presidents. That, about that, I have no question. It looks as if, I mean, after what did Lincoln go through? Force, that then nuclear weapons become possible. But But of course, we should have no illusions. They want it in order to be able to pretend that there's some super deal cooking up. I think it's worth it.
Sorry.
I think it's worth it because he's good.
Look, that's what the damn Europeans and everybody else think. The Chinese, we've got a private deal with them. They're going to believe that deal.
And moreover, we can say...
I don't, as the Europeans, goddamn, we reassure them too much anyway. Let them get
well,
on the
and
reassure us.
And we can say we are making... we can make to the Chinese a very good case that if the Soviets violate Article 2 of this treaty, which means that they should not use force against third countries.
Right. Then they violated a solemn treaty with the United States.
And then we have a basis for...
Right. That's what I
for
say
doing
to the Chinese.
Something.
I'd say that to the Chinese, but the Europeans, not them, but how do the Europeans raise them?
Well, they'll say this just proves again hegemonial desire. But they'll pitch anyway, no matter
they're
what.
They pitched about the last one. I try to get the British sort of calmed down a bit on it, if you could.
Well, I think we can get them calmed down, but the British are playing... the British really haven't been all that helpful in NATO to us when all this said and done.
Well, they're being European,
yeah.
Which is a great mistake for them.
It was a mistake for us to push them in. You didn't do it.
I would suggest to a Senate.
Well, you had no choice, but you came in. Yeah, but by that time
it was down the drain.
By 69, it was down the drain.
All right, let's go.
Now, on the Soviet, on the Jewish issue, he's given us really very good assurances. Now, the question is, how do we handle it? Should I set up a meeting with congressional leaders? They will let us use it. They do not want you to say it's from Brezhnev personally.
All right.
You can't say it is a direct exchange between you and the Soviet leadership.
Right. Right.
And you can use the actual text of it.
Well, I get the leadership, but you think we ought to get the Jewish community in too, or should I?
I think so.
Maybe I should. Should I tell them?
Well, it's a plus with the Jewish community.
Yeah, no. All right, let's do it.
Could we try for Friday on that?
Fine, Friday's a good time.
And then I wonder, I was going to call in the Israeli ambassador. But if we call him in first,
no,
I think
no.
I'll call him in after you've done
no,
that.
No. Get the leadership. Get all this. I, in addition to the, I have the big four of our leadership. We have the big four of both of the bipartisan leadership and the big five, so-called. We sure got them at Abrams there. And then then Jackson and then Ribbicoff and Jevons. Fair enough.
Then after that, we'll have the Jewish leaders.
And then I could also, you better talk to Timmons about it. It may be that you want to have Mills and Schneiderlin and Long and Bennett because it's in ways and means and finance. And then have the Jewish leaders there. And I'm going to lay it. I told the leader this morning, because it was on the agenda this morning, I just laid it out. I sat down and I said, here's the situation. Don't make this a public issue. I said, if you make it a public issue, the door will come down and we'll torpedo our other initiatives. So I've got that pretty well lined up. I think without telling them we had a deal, I said, no, I can't only tell you we're working on our own. Just don't make it a public issue or you're going to be counterproductive.
Okay, I'm seeing Hill today. I'm slightly leaning now towards his taking ISA. I think you were right. Of course, now Richardson won't want him anymore. But I have...
Because you're for him.
I think he thought he could use Hill to enter on me to hold him. I mean, better for Mr. President, better for
him. He doesn't know the words, so why not say, hold him with no more talk to him.
I have never had any fear of that.
Never.
And it doesn't concern me in the slightest. I'm just saying what his motive was.
Right. Let me ask you this. Why don't we send a fellow like Bill Kinder to Pakistan? He's a good friend of mine.
Now, then, it's a good
friend. He's a hardliner.
Excellent.
He's never had anything recognized.
Excellent idea.
You don't build
it. Oh, I like it. like him.
Yeah.
Excellent man.
And,
outstanding.
See if he can go to Pakistan for us. He
well,
also could do Camp Ogi.
He might be even better at first in Camp Ogi.
And then you could send the other fellow over to
Silver.
So you don't want a general in Pakistan.
No, we need a tough guy. Kitner would be a good guy for either place.
No, I think the general ought to be in Cambodia. Let's get a military guy in there.
Well, you'll have confirmation trouble, that's the one thing.
Oh, no, you're right. Don't do it. Why not Kitner to Cambodia, then? He's willing to take a risk, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But you see, we'll put his name down.
So Kitner should get one or the other.
Yeah.
And we've got to get that master Unger out of Thailand, Mr. President.
Well, we've got a man for there, by
well, Roger is dragging his feet, but he's just got to do it.
All right, fine. My road's done. I've done that. Well, what is the situation now with the Russians on the summit thing?
Well, they have, Dobrynin, they're waiting a minute. Dobrynin has been called home for a meeting on Sunday.
Yeah.
He implied very strongly that they are having a leadership problem right now. And I can consider it possible that Brezhnev... See, I think we can use this treaty. We can tell him, cold turkey, that if this... If we don't get convincing evidence that something is being done about Vietnam, we just won't be able to sign this treaty. Secondly, this treaty will get them off our back. I mean, it gives us the freedom of maneuver with the Middle East, because you don't want to nail yourself into a position where you must have something at the summit. If we can get something, fine.
Well, I think we've got to do this. We've got to play the Russian game because it's the only one in town, frankly, at the moment. And I feel it's the right thing. Well, he thinks they've got leadership problems. Does he think the summit thing may not come off then?
No,
like your judgment at the moment.
No, my judgment is it will come off. I told them you're getting pretty sore. I said, this is my own opinion. I said, look, I know the president now. You've seen him. Do you think you can pressure him?
You think he's been waiting because of this book?
No, I think they're waiting for three things. There's the trade bill and the fear that things might blow up in Vietnam. Plus, they might have some domestic problems.
They could turn right. Is that what you mean?
They could turn hard again. So I don't think they'll do it before the European Security Council. But, you know, he's 68, Mr. President.
Do you have any?
No, we have no report.
Now, I believe the last message we had from Russia was on Vietnam.
And that was gushy, and I'm sending it in to you. I think we can fix this treaty to meet most of their worries and still protect ourselves.
So as far as getting any kind of confirmation in the summit, you probably aren't going to get it. Russia now,
didn't
they?
Yeah. We'll probably not be able to announce it for 2 weeks or so. But I think it's...
They got it.
Mr. President, they need it more than we do.
They want the MFM. I'm sure we must be in a position.
They want the MFM. They know if they screw it up, we'll screw that European Security Conference right against the wall. And he mentioned again that they won't choose the Soviet Union next May.
Okay.
And I think that'd be good.
Might go there and go to Peking.
That'd be good. Well, I think we should go to Peking.
But Bill Kennedy's name occurred to me last night.
Excellent idea.
On list of Beethoven, and I said, well, hell, why waste him there? He's a stalwart friend of mine for years. I haven't seen him for years.
I haven't seen him.
Old Bill is probably the right age and so forth. He can do he's probably a little old, but he can do this job.
Oh, he's in middle 50s. Middle
50s. You put him right in there, and by God, he'd be our man.
Absolutely. Totally.
Stillwell could do Pakistan, you see.
We could get Stillwell retired from the army and send him to Pakistan. I think we send Stillwell to Cambodia is too dangerous.
Yeah, it looked like it was military, but you could sure send Kinter to Cambodia. Kinter thinks
a
military
term. Oh, but he's a former colonel.
But they would pull that against him. He's been in that.
Oh, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah. Nobody can hold it. That's like holding the bag of jewelry or a farmer. Whatever you were in the army, and that I was a farmer, they can't do the Navy.
That's right.
That's all you say, Rick.
That's right. Now we can handle that. Good. I'll get on that.
All right. I think we go on the treaty.
Good.
When are you going to talk?
Well, I'll let it dangle another 48 hours and say you're working very hard on it. I don't think we should case them.
No. Is that what you mainly talked about this morning?
Well, we talked about the Jewish issue and the treaty and about Vietnam.
What do you say about that?
Well, in Vietnam, he came, sent me a document saying that they had talked to the PRG and the PRG said they observed the treaty. But that Saigon isn't. I said they're a bunch of liars.
But you know, this fault may be right. His analysis is pretty good. He doesn't believe, and I'm inclined to agree, that the North Vietnamese, either want to take Cambodia, as he said, if they go in and take the damn thing, what the hell are they going to do with it? The other point is, he doesn't believe, even more important, with regard to the South, he says they want to keep the level of violence up and all the rest, but he doesn't think they want a major confrontation. They don't want to get just so far that they confront us. And also, I still think they want the goddamn aid.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
And they can't get the aid without complying with the treaty, can they?
That's right. No chance. No, they have to. Yes, if we give them aid, if they don't agree to Article 20, which is removal from Cambodia and Laos, then it's just hopeless.
They'll never get it.
No. Right, Mr. President, I can see you didn't get embarrassed.